Social media posts can offer a rare glimpse into the thoughts and opinions of a political candidate, but with just a few days left before municipal elections, hundreds of Twitter posts have disappeared from an account belonging to Tantramar mayoral candidate Bonnie Swift. The tweet suggested the candidate is a supporter of right-wing causes such as abortion bans and low taxes on the rich, while supporting healthcare privatization and intensive development of the Canadian oil and gas industry. On Tuesday, CHMA took screenshots of the Twitter account at Bonnie Swift 10 when local residents raised concerns about Bonnie Swift's social media output. But by mid-afternoon that day, all of Bonnie Swift's tweets had been removed from the account, along with a blurb previously describing her as an experienced CEO with a demonstrated history of working in the energy consulting industry. When the tweets disappeared, local reporter Bruce Work broke the news on his website, worktimes.com, with an article containing screenshots of many of the tweets in question. That article prompted Bonnie Swift to issue a statement later that day. She said, "My husband deactivated my Twitter account when I was out today campaigning in Midgic due to the online harassment coming from the comments on my sites, and he was worried about my safety," her statement said in part. She went on to suggest her online comments were being taken out of context and without giving her a chance to respond. Swift had previously campaigned on transparency and openness in government. Some of her controversial hot takes on social media included commentary on reproductive rights. When one news organization reported that the U.S. Supreme Court was set to overturn Roe v. Wade, striking down abortion rights, she responded, LOL. In another tweet, she said, "If abortions are illegal, it does not impact me in any way. I just don't care. It's not the 1950s. Use birth control. Tons of options." Other tweets promoted calls for the federal government to defund the CBC or privatize the healthcare system, with the former engineering executive and self-described millionaire pointing to a time when she traveled to the U.S. for medical attention. In another example, as reported by Bruce Work, the mayoral candidate defended the historical legacy of rich white men in a heated online clash with a journalist. Swift said, "At least the white wealthy men are creating technologies that are advancing society. The only reason you have these platforms is to whine on is because they made them," she said. The deleted posts show hostility towards anti-racist organizations and social movements such as Black Lives Matter and Antifa, along with the Liberal Party of Canada and federal NDP. Many of her comments were in reply to the leaders of those two parties. In one tweet, she said, "Trudeau also has a bill to remove all handguns. That's so we don't shoot him over his vaccine surveillance system." CHMA reached out to Swift by email on Tuesday asking for an interview about the content of those tweets, whether they still reflected her views, and why they were deleted. On Wednesday, CHMA reached Swift by phone.
I just want to make it really clear, David. I don't care if I get this election or not at all. So, right, like I did this, like I went in last minute, and I did it because a bunch of friends said that they wanted somebody that had business administrative skills to get us through, because they didn't think that our candidates had enough of that knowledge to get us through a large amalgamation. So if people don't vote for me because of that, I could care less. Like I'm not desperate to win this race. Like there's not an idol of desperate. So, I mean, if they want to just leave, I'd be happy just leaving it. I'm not talking to anybody. So.
And that was Tantramar mayoral candidate Bonnie Swift speaking to CHMA during a brief phone conversation on Wednesday. She added that she stood by her statement to Bruce Work and refused to elaborate on earlier comments on social media or why they were deleted, saying she wasn't even there when that happened. Swift, in her statement to Work Times, also said the tweets weren't an accurate reflection of her views. "I have just as many left-sided views as right," she said, "but none of those were ever posted." And we'll post the full statement from Bonnie Swift with this story on chmafm.com. The leadership of the town of Sackville has been criticized for a lack of transparency around issues, including a report on allegations of harassment and bullying in the Sackville Fire Department that was never publicly released. But so far, no controversies have emerged over the social media comments of her two opponents in the mayoral race, at least not during the current municipal election campaign. CHMA reached out to the two other candidates by email. Deputy Mayor Andrew Black didn't respond by broadcast time, while Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud provided an emailed statement saying, "I have read the Work Times blog and was disheartened by its contents. My views have always been to embrace our diversities as people, and I do not support negative campaigning. We must do better as a society to overcome the continued challenges faced by each member of our community, province, country, and world," he said. Tanchamar residents go to the polls on November 28th.